I'll now hand over to Alison, who will introduce the third set of news stories.
We now have two stories about well-known stores and news from three local councils. Asda are being sued over a candle, while a proposed 24-hour McDonald's opening is causing anger. Broadland District Council has delayed a decision on 550 proposed homes on the long-abandoned derelict Pinebank site. While the County Council is planning to cut the costs of taking children to and from school, and the City Council intends to crack down on fly-tippers. Phil will enlighten us with a candle story.
A furious shopper is set to do battle in court with retail giant Asda over claims a £7 candle ruined his home. Christian Hall, 53, who lives in Little Plumstead, wants £7,000 from Asda after the EcoWix candle he purchased online covered every room in his house in black residue that he says needs decorators to remove. Asda argue they have sold thousands of the product and there are clear safety instructions on how to use them. Mr. Hall's not the only one who's experienced issues with the product. Reviews left on Asda's website of the candle range show other customers have had similar experiences, with some leaving a one-star rating. Mr. Hall said, "They might have sold thousands and thousands of the product, but there are 19 other customers with the same issue, and they don't seem to care about the damage this has caused. It's clearly a faulty product." An Asda spokesman said, "We sold more than 770,000 EcoWix candles to date, all of which come with clear safety instructions to help customers use them safely at home."
Neighbours have been left feeling ignored after a licence application was approved to let a newly built McDonald's drive-thru near them open 24/7. City folk living on Playford Road have shared how despondent they feel following Norwich City Council's decision to give the fast food chain the green light, despite originally refusing the business planning application for Mousehold Lane. The council did so on condition that McDonald's builds a 3.5-foot fence on the southern side of the site to shield people living in Playford Road from the headlights of cars. CCTV must also be installed to cover the main areas of the restaurant, as well as signs asking restaurant visitors to dip their headlights in the car park. The final condition is that McDonald's must provide an email and telephone number for neighbours to report any concerns. But people living near the site fear the conditions will not protect them from excessive noise and light from customers to the fast food branch, and they fear there'll be an increase in antisocial behaviour in the area with the branch operating at all hours. When concerns were first raised, a spokesman for McDonald's said, "We're committed to being good neighbours in the communities where we operate and always welcome feedback from local residents."
A decision over plans for 550 new homes on a site which has stood empty for decades has been put on hold. Members of Broadland District Council's planning committee had been due to discuss proposals for hundreds of houses on land around Thorpe St Andrew in Norwich. Developer Berliet Limited was hoping to secure permission for 260 homes at the former Pinebank site, 90 at Langley North, 70 at Langley South and 130 at Griffin Lane. The application has sparked controversy and public protest, with neighbours worried about whether roads and infrastructure would cope with the new homes. More than 1,000 people signed a petition objecting during the first round of consultations. Pinebanks used to be home to the Norwich Union's Sports and Social Club, the largest privately owned leisure facility in East Anglia, with some 10,000 members. But the club was closed in 2008 and owners Aviva sold the land the following year. Plans to redevelop the disused site were put forward in 2013 but never came to fruition. The application will be reconsidered next month.
Councillors have unveiled plans to reduce the huge cost to the taxpayer of ferrying children to and from school. The Conservative administration at Norfolk County Council needs to make cuts and savings to balance the books and needs to bring down the £62 million bill for school transport. The council has a statutory duty to provide free travel to their nearest suitable school for eligible children aged 5 to 16, so it has to pay for taxis, buses and minibuses. The bulk of that bill, more than £40 million, is to get children with special educational needs and disabilities to schools best placed to cater for their needs, which can mean costly taxi rides far from their homes. Norfolk has a higher proportion of children getting extra support for special educational needs than almost anywhere else in the country, so the cost pressures on County Hall are significant. The council says it can cut about £750,000 through a number of measures, including reviewing contracts with transport companies and encouraging students deemed able to travel independently to do so.
City Hall has vowed to crack down on fly-tippers after a report revealed the problems has reached record highs. According to the latest figures obtained by the Green Party Group, there were 6,927 logged reports of illegally dumped rubbish in Norwich between May 2024 and April 2025. The biggest issue facing the city is bulky items such as mattresses, old sofas and electrical equipment being left in communal bin areas. It is estimated that collecting fly-tip waste costs the council £180,000 annually. At a recent meeting, councillors supported a motion by Green Party leader Alex Catt demanding the authority ramp up its efforts to tackle the issue, such as installing more CCTV cameras, investing in more enforcement officers and improving bin store areas.
That ends part one of Chatterbox this week. Your readers are me, Alison Aplin, and Phil Harrison. Elaine Smith and Tim Peters are now ready to join us with part two of Chatterbox. This will include Information Desk, two more sets of news, and two more features.